I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
If Kansas City wins and makes it to the Super Bowl for a fourth straight year, how much could that take away in your mind from the Bills' four straight Super Bowl appearances?
I don't think it takes anything away from what was accomplished in the early 90s by Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and that whole crew, but I do not want to see it because that we never got a Super Bowl win out of that era, but we have been able to claim that we're the only team that has reached the Super Bowl four times. No other team has done it, and I always said it could never happen again. It's impossible. So I want that to remain true. I want that to remain true for the Bills to be the only team to have reached four straight Super Bowls.
With this Sunday's game coming up, how vital is it for the Bills to defeat the Chiefs this coming Sunday?
I think it's more of just it's vital for the Bills to get a win because, you know, they're now chasing New England for that division championship. We've seen, I hate to say it, you know, so many of the past several seasons where a regular season win does not mean you're going to beat the team in the playoffs. And obviously there's no way you can guarantee, say, I'm happy if they lose the regular season game because that means they're going to win the playoff game. Of course, that's not how it works. It's not a one-for-one there. But I think that, you know, the Bills, they've got to keep pace with the New England Patriots because Drake May is for real. You know, Mike Vrabel, a very good coach. So, you know, the Bills have been able to benefit from the past few seasons of not having a lot of competition from the division. I mean, Miami a couple years ago, but I think even that year we knew that they weren't going to lose to the Dolphins for the division championship, even though they trailed them for 2 months or whatever it was. But so that's my take. It's important that they get a win this Sunday, not because it's the Chiefs, but because it's the next game on the schedule.
You say that if Kansas City makes it to the Super Bowl for a fourth straight year this year, won't take anything away from the Bills' accomplishment of winning four straight Super Bowls. Does Buffalo still get that claim to fame as being the first to four straight Super Bowls if Kansas City makes it this year?
Oh, well, yeah, of course, for sure. At the end of the day, they will still have been the first team to do that that task. But let's not be so quick to, you know, worry about this. I think we've got several months left. A lot of things can happen. The NFL is weird. So I'm not stressed out about it yet. You know, maybe come January, it'll start to prey on my mind a little bit. But even then, I want the Bills to go to their first Super Bowl in a row this year for this time around.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.